Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
If I can take you away from Origin for a second, Brandy, we saw Ricky Stewart say that Jared Croker will be rested this weekend against the West Tigers so he can play his 300th game in Canberra. Vossi and I are with Cooper Cronk on this one. We think it's not the best look. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I don't know if I feel strongly one way or the other, James. I think, you know, the coaches, that's their club. You know, they know they're in a better position to make that sort of call on a player, and if that's the way they want to go, I'm who am I? I don't think I'm in a position to say that's the wrong thing to do. It's their club, footy. Ricky Stewart knows his players better than anyone, so I haven't got a problem with it. And that's either way. If he was batting on and playing this weekend, well and good. If he's not, that's the club. That's the club decision, and I'm not against it.
What if it was you as a player, Brandy? Would you?
I can't imagine competitor
in you wouldn't know.
Yeah, but
wouldn't go there.
Yeah, I can't answer that because I don't know if in that position what how I would feel. If I don't know how Jared Croker's feeling at the moment. Like, I don't know physically how Jared Croker is, whether he needs a rest. You know, if the club were to do that to me, I might need it. So, but I don't know the answers to that. And without that, I can't really make a call on whether it's the right or wrong thing to do. I would just trust that those people in position to make those sort of decisions in consultation with the player, like I'm sure Jared, was Jared left out of this? I don't think so. So I think it would be a decision that they would have spoken about. And I can't be critical of the call that they're making now.
Now, out of the weekend, looking at our Bailey ladder, for Bailey ladders, which we did earlier today, we now have only 2 points separating the top seven. Buys taking their effect. It's pretty hard to get your head around it with some teams having to buy. Like, for instance, the Tigers are now third last. I mean, the Tigers have gone up to 15th on the ladder, and the Dragons now find themselves bottom of the ladder. But you took in all the football over the weekend in this Origin time. I've got to say, I actually enjoyed the rugby league more than I have in previous Origin periods. If this is a sign of things to come, and we've ended up with, you know, four games that weren't really decided until the final minutes of play. I mean, the Dom Young runaway try was fantastic to finish, but I thought the footy was pretty good.
I did too, Vossi. I did. I enjoyed both games on Saturday, and you know, the Cowboys certainly, you know, there was a response after having 60 put on them, and made it hard for the Eels, but I think that both games were great. South Sydney and the Raiders, terrific games. Yesterday's game was tight. 18, although, you know, we're on the training field, so I haven't seen a lot of it, but I was getting constant updates because I just wanted to see how the game was going. We've got a Newcastle, a couple of Manly boys. I think fantastic, Vossi. A good weekend. I can't remember what last year's Origin rounds were like, but can't complain about what we had this weekend.
Well, they sort of come and go. That's what happens when there were only the four games. I know it's only one extra game, but the Origin bye rounds were only four matches. Having five games, bit more football on, and spread around, I just thought it was pretty fair entertainment. Yesterday, Manly, try-saving tackles and dramas. Now, here's one last one for you. By the way, breaking news. Koshy has just announced on Sunrise at the moment that he's leaving the show. He teared up and says he'll finish next Friday. So there you go, breaking news.
Okay.
I don't know why.
And Sherbo steps in, does he?
Oh, Sherbo? I don't know. I don't know.
Koshy. Yeah, Sherbo.
By the way,
that'd be good.
Koshy's still trying to work out that the last ball is the power ball. I have real doubts about the independent doctor. You know, when we talk about factors in the game on Wednesday night, what about the role the independent doctor could play? Because I'm really confused after the Newcastle game and the Reid Marnie one the previous week. We had to go off with a Tino forearm and Kalen Ponga yesterday hitting the head and that. Are you worried? Like the Blues camp a little worried that the impact 15 minutes off, mandatory stand down could have?
Well, no, because it's out of your control. You know, like, there is absolutely no point worrying about what the independent doctor might or might not do because we've got no control over it. No control. But I know I can understand the concerns. You only have to go back to last year, Vossie. The first game, Isaiah Yeo, was hit hard in a kick off the kickoff, kick return. I think it was Josh Papali'i. Ran into the shoulder, Isaiah Yeo, stumbled back into the line, and we were all waiting for the independent doctor to say, that's it. But nothing happened. I can understand what the concern would be from the fans, but we've got no control over the independent doctor. So, yeah, no point worrying about it.
With the inclusion of Hudson Young and Tevita Pengai Jr., I think we saw something like 4 head knocks in the first 10 minutes or something in that Game 3 of Origin last year. Will the red mist descend over Hudson and Pengai Jr. and we see more of the same this year?
I hope so, James, but controlled aggression. That's the key. The key is controlled aggression. You don't want to knock yourself out. You don't want to be sent to the sin bin. So
Tevita's an angry man. He's an angry, angry man.
Well, that's good. That is cool. That's good. Boys, morning. Been great talking.
You have to go, Brady. Otherwise, you're going to miss out on breakfast. As we've said before, Payne
there'll be nothing
Barlow,
left with those three.
the fellas.
I'm just
Tevita
looking
Pengai.
Inside the breakfast room. Tevita Pengai, Junior Paulo, and Payne Haas are at the... They're at the buffet and they're taking the scrambled eggs. So they might be all gone if I don't jump in very quickly.
Go do it, Brandy. Well done, mate. Good luck.
See you, boys.
Enjoy the flight over to Adelaide. Greg Alexander, covering all things, but Origin included, of course, in camp with the Blues at 24 minutes after 8. Vossie and Brandy here. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. Don't forget, you can listen live to the show every weekday morning from 6 till 9.
Tune in through 1170 AM in Sydney or anywhere in the world through the SEN app.